Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory, I'm O.W. Prince, and this is your real illuminating moment on Blog Spot Radio. To God be the glory, my friends, to God be the glory, and welcome to your real illuminating moment on Blog Spot Radio. First and foremost, I would like to thank God and give Him praise and thanksgiving, even in times like these. For in all things, we ought to give Him thanks. Secondly, we want to offer our condolences and prayers to the community of Robb Elementary School in Texas, as well as to the law enforcement officers of Texas, as well as to the government and all state officials. We certainly grieve with you and pray that the Lord will strengthen and keep you through these horrible times. We cannot imagine the pain and sorrow of your loss. Our prayer for you is simple but effective, and that is, Lord, please have mercy. Now, please don't twist this commentary into something that it is not intended to be. As with the majority of my commentary, this one is meant to add a unique perspective relative to my African-American experience and my understanding of Yahweh's divine moral laws and holy principles. I would like to name this episode, It Is Not the Gun, But the Heart. It is not the gun, but it's the heart. There is nothing humanly contrived nor medically created that will cure the wicked hearts of men. Gun laws nor mental health counseling will prevent violence and killings. We are only doing busy work and spitting into the wind. Let's lay the blame where it belongs, at the feet of a nation that does not love God, nor obey His laws, and have practiced and glorified violence on others, particularly blacks, throughout its sordid history. You can keep ducking the real problem and blaming an inanimate object without brains, intelligence, soul, or intentions all that you would like. However, it is man's inherently wicked heart that must change before any gun violence, whether school shootings or public mass murders, will be halted. I find it hypocritical and stupid to blame guns for what a wicked person does and dwells upon doing. Not one gun ever jumped off a shelf and shot anyone. Did we blame the gun for Mr. George Floyd's public execution by law enforcement, or did we blame the wicked soul that murdered him? Did we blame the gun that murdered Trayvon Martin, or did we hold the poor excuse of a human being, George Zimmerman, for the murder of our young man? When Mr. Ahmaud Arbery was hunted down and brutally murdered by white men for simply being in the neighborhood jogging while black, where were the passionate outcries for gun control and gun regulations then? Where? Were there any? Does the race and age of the victim matter to the gun? No. It is the heart of the murderers that direct the actions of the gun and commit the crime. All things being considered, and all things being as unequal as it is in America, I'd rather even the playing field and be able to own a gun and defend myself and family with as much force that has been and still is initiated and directed towards me by racist gun-wielding Americans as well as racist law enforcement officers. Whether our lives or the lives of our loved ones are threatened by law enforcement officers or civilians, we reserve the right to bear arms and meet force with equal or greater force, as the United States Constitution that enslaved us empowers us to do so. And all things being considered, and all things being as unequal as it is in America, there isn't a law passed that is equally applied and enforced to whites as it is to blacks. And not one law passed that is already on the books that has been used to protect blacks from gun violence by white racists or white racist groups or white racist policemen. Therefore, while laws may punish, they can't change the heart or intentions of a murdering soul or a racist nationalist, or of a white supremacist, or of God-hating sinners, which all of these are. Let us get real and place the blame where it belongs. The scriptures indicate that a nation that forgets God, as America has done, will experience hell. America has harbored and endorsed racist and racial terrorism of her African-American citizens for centuries without significant, adequate, fair redress or reparations. America has forgotten God. America's judiciary has opposed God regarding his divine creation and purpose for the male and female gender and the institution of marriage and family. America has rebelled against God's laws of sexual purity and has legalized the murder of the most vulnerable, defenseless, and innocent souls, not inclusive of medical necessity and or merciful termination due to danger of mother and or non-viable fetus. We are not talking about that. It is laughable that a people who have demonstrated a variety of different ways of murdering the unarmed and the innocent now feel that new gun legislation will stem the tide of mass murder, of mass shootings. What is next? Legislation that is going to monitor whether or not a person has bought explosive-making materials, or whether or not a person has researched on the internet how to make a bomb, or whether or not a person is proficient and deadly with knives, and then write a legislation to restrict these things? Really? How far are we going to go? How far are we going to go with blaming things before we accept responsibility for our own wicked actions, our own wicked decisions, our own wicked past, our own wicked hearts and murderous intentions? When are we going to repent? Sadly, I know the answer based upon scriptural prophecy, and the answer is never. America's never going to repent. Yahweh has told us plainly in his word that the world and the hearts of men are going to grow more wicked every day. Our only hope is the Holy Messiah, and he promises that in this world we'll have tribulation. Thus, as our enslaved and oppressed ancestors knew and believed, heaven is the only place where we will ever be free from the troubles and injustices and unrighteousnesses and lynchings and live burnings and murder and general wickedness of this world. The earth is cursed by God, and the human equation is wicked by birth and must be born again. Again, I say that we can't legislate or regulate the hatred and wickedness of the human heart. We must be born again. We must repent. I'm O.W. Prince, and this has been your real illuminated moment on Blogspot Radio. And as always in parting, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Life hurts, but God heals. Keep looking up.